That's a really rocking song, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty rocking. I liked it.
And they're called Sweet Spirit. It's called The Power.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. You're listening to K-Hum, by the way, if you weren't aware.
Oh, I am? Wow. That's a surprise to me.
Right now, I have Dave Hamilton in here. Surprise, surprise guest. He is the director of Richard III, which is over at NCRT.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So. I'm excited.
I'm excited about it, too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You should be excited. We're opening tonight.
A Shakespeare. Awesome. Shakespeare. And tonight is the actor's benefit, isn't it?
That is correct. All of the proceeds from tonight's show go to the hardworking cast and crew.
Which is really great. I know that whenever I did the Hollow over at NCRT, getting just a little bit from the actor's benefit was awesome.
Well, in this case, we have such a huge cast, too. So there's about 20 people out there who desperately need your support. So try to fill the house for them.
Well, we were talking about Richard III, the play, just a moment ago while that song was going on, and about how gruesome and brutal and everything of it. But there's some great swordplay and there's some dark humor. I don't know. It's a great play.
I like to lead with the comedy aspect. The first act is quite very funny.
Instead of the horror, the guts.
Yeah. I mean, Richard's a very delightfully charming and a humorous person as he's, you know, having his family murdered and working his way to the throne. But yeah, the second act tends to go really dark. Really dark. And of course, big sword fight at the end. It's very exciting. It's kind of a thriller.
That's awesome. And of course, you're not doing the 4-hour version. You're doing a shorter version.
No. We thought it would be more respectful to the audience to not make them sit for 4 hours. No.
And you were just telling me something I didn't know. I did not know that Shakespeare actually would only perform the parts out of the play for depending on who the audience was.
Yeah. Basically, with his histories, what he had a tendency to do is he would write a very long history. In the case of Richard III, it would be about 4 hours to perform the whole thing. And he would include cameos for all of the different arts patrons, for different royal families, their ancestors, things like that. So in the case of Richard III, if you look at the complete works, there are about 50 or 60 characters listed. And what Shakespeare's company would tend to do is do the parts that included the people who were most important to the folks who were in the audience.
So he'd basically have to watch to see what sort of royal families were in the audience.
Know which patrons are out there and then come out and say, okay, we're going to cut these parts, we're going to cut those parts, but we really want to make sure we get the cameo where this character comes on and says a line because that's the great uncle of the guy sitting in that row. So, yeah.
Wow. That's brilliant on Shakespeare's part. That's probably why he got a lot of funding.
Well, they did a lot of stuff just kind of off the cuff in that time. In fact, one reason why there are different versions of Shakespeare's plays and why it's really tough to get definitive versions on some of it is a lot of it was pieced together years after his death by actors who said, okay, I remember I said this line, and then who had the line after me? Oh, it was you who had this line. And they were trying to piece it back together because they didn't have full written scripts. They had prompt books. And the prompt book would tell you what you say when you get the cue that's written above it in the prompt book. So there wasn't a solid, complete copy that anybody could pull out and say, well, here it is. Here's the script.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Awesome.
So most of his plays are basically pieced together. And that's part of why some of them are less popular. Sometimes people will say, well, we aren't sure we have a complete version of this. This was the best that these actors could come up with from their prompt books and their memories and filling the gaps. So,
well, Shakespeare was definitely brilliant.
Definitely. Oh, yes.
Shows that, especially with being able to adapt the plays and have all that sort of stuff and everything, which makes it, and the actors, kudos to them for putting and piecing all of this back together afterwards, which is amazing of them to do, so that we have these now to go ahead and share. And that's why everybody who does acting always studies Shakespeare, because it's just positively amazing.
It really is.
So is this the first Shakespeare play you've ever directed?
No, this is about the 7th, I want to say, off the top of my head.
That's pretty good.
Let's see. I've done Twelfth Night. I did Othello twice. Merry Wives of Windsor. Romeo and Juliet, Tempest, Complete Works. That doesn't really count, although it kind of, it's a comedy show and it counts a lot. It has lots of bits. feel like there's one more in there. But yeah, it's about
too many to count.
Yeah. We've gotten up to that point. We're beyond counting on one hand. So.
And your cast for this is great. You have a lot of great players in
this.
They
really are. They're absolutely fantastic. I've been super lucky that a lot of people really wanted to be involved because it's a play that doesn't get done very often, and yet it's a very popular, exciting show for actors. And so I was able to go to people and say, all right, I know you want to be involved in this. I've got everything cast except this cameo role who comes on and has one scene. Do you want to take it? And I was able to have a lot of really good actors say, yeah, I'll take one scene. So a lot of the parts that normally in a community theater production you would expect to be really bit roles with some less experienced actors, we have some pretty big all-stars in there. So
people should come on out to see it. It's going on for 4 weekends.
That's correct.
And that starts tonight.
Yep.
And you can get more information at ncrt.net.
That's right.
And we also have some free tickets to give away.
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
So I'm going to give away those here after this break in a second.
All right. I won't sign up for those. I think I've got that part covered.
All right. Well, you can help me out with the trivia if you,
all right,
if you play
I
nice.
Approve of this plan.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, and then those tickets will be given away in just seconds. You're listening to K-Hum.